Good morning. I'm the collector for Avenue. My name is Sheila Wyatt. This is a delinquent tax land sale that is conducted annually on the fourth Monday in August. The owner is to be given every chance possible to redeem the property if sold. Revised Statute Chapter 140 gives the collector the laws to prepare and conduct the delinquent land sale. Handouts from this chapter are available on the table at the entrance to the door, or they may be obtained in the collector's office. In the latter part of February of 2013, the purchasers will receive documents from the collector's office instructing the purchaser to begin the process to obtain their tax sale deed and detailing the requirements to begin after March 1st per revised statute 140.340. Purchasers of parcels today may get their deed after 1 year from today after all requirements are met. They must get their deed within 18 months or they will lose interest to the property. Helping with the sale today is the clerk's deputy and right hand on my left hand side, Mona Cope. To her left is the county clerk's employee, keeper of their records, Stephanie. When you desire to pay your bid, you may go to the collector's office and they will print your bid receipts. You may pay your bid before the close. You must pay your bid before the close of today. The collector's office will record the certificate of purchase in the recorder's office as a lien against the property and mail your certificate of purchase to the address given. If the purchaser should change their address, the purchaser must notify the collector's office of their new address to receive important information. All bidders must sign an affidavit stating they're not delinquent on any taxes in this state or otherwise. A false affidavit or insufficient funds voids the sale of the property. The parcels being offered for sale have been published 3 consecutive weeks in the Branson Tri-Lakes News. The parcels are posted on the collector's website, which is updated daily. The collector's site is connected to the assessor's data to give information on the property. The parcel I'm offering for sale shall display on the projector at my right. The letter by the properties listed indicates how many times offered for sale. A, first year sale. B, second. C, third year sale. X, the property has been through 4 or more sales. I will read from the newspaper list A, B, C, or X showing before the parcel number. If you purchased, to bid on property for the sale, the bid must begin at the total amount due as printed in the newspaper on all A, B, and C parcels. On X parcels, the bid will begin at the cost of the deed, which is $31.50, and you must bid up from that amount of $31.50 on X properties. This is under Statute 140.250. The purpose of starting at the deed amount is so that you will know exactly what your cost is on the cost of the sale. This is a tax sale auction. All parcels will go to the highest bidder. Bids must be in $10 increments except on X properties. The requirements for obtaining a collector's deed are found in Revised Statute 140.7405. If the property is redeemed, interest is paid at a rate of 10% annually on the total amount due. Interest is not paid on any surplus amount. Your bid must be paid before leaving the courthouse the day of the sale. On the X property, the fourth year sale is immediate possession of a collector's deed, no right of redemption. It is recommended that after the issuance of a collector's deed, you obtain a quiet title. The 2016 tax sale will be mailed. Tax statement will be mailed to the purchaser of this sale. It is the purchaser's responsibility to pay the taxes unless the property is redeemed. The Taney County collector does not make, nor does Taney County imply, any guarantees regarding the title, liens, or occupancies on any of the properties offered for sale. I strongly suggest that you know the land you're about to bid on. All sales are final. To the board, at my right is a list of the parcels. If a taxpayer should pay their taxes before the parcel is offered today for this sale, The clerk from the collector's office will come and write the number on the board and will be announced and removed from the sale. I will read from the publication in the newspaper and a list obtained in the collector's office the delinquent taxes offered for sale. I will announce the letter of the year offered, the parcel number, and the total amount of cost due on first, second, and third year sale. The bid must begin at the total amount on X properties. Once again, I will read the parcel number and the legal description on those, and the bid will begin at any amount starting at $31.50, the deed cost. In order to save time, I will not read the duplicate zeros for sale. It will read like your first parcel is A01 1.1 1 0 0 16, total $70.35. The bid will begin starting at that moment. A reminder, you pick up your bid receipt from the collector's office that you pay the amount of your bid in the collector's office today. Failure to pay your bid voids a sale. Know the property you're about to bid on. We have over 186 parcels in a district with an annual CID assessment included in the total price. For example, on parcel 7624003.313, the total CID assessment is $1,233,722.59. If you desire to bid on any of these parcels and want to know the special assessment cost yearly, you may check in the collector's office for a listing. If at any time you have any questions, do not hesitate to stop me. If you have a cell phone, please have it on vibrate. Out of respect of other bidders, I ask that you go outside to talk on your cell phone. This will be a one-day sale. And before we begin, we have 833 parcels right now. We're going to vote on the lunch time. It's 10:15 at this moment, and we can take anywhere from the full hour, 45 minutes, or 30 minutes. Does anyone want to have a suggestion? 45 minutes. Does anybody else have a suggestion? Is everyone comfortable for 45 minutes lunch? Okay, then that will be. We must move quickly as we have 833 parcels, unless I didn't get the last one off.
I think so. There's 7 on the list. So
okay. Okay, it looks like we're down to 829. If you wish to bid, please speak loud and clear and have your bid number in plain view. The bid will be final after I say sold. Are there any questions at all? I'm going to try something different. Instead, I have the newspaper here to answer any questions in regard to a parcel, but I'm going to try to read from the same book that we have Mona Cope recording in. A 1 1.1 1 0 0 16, total $70.35. Number 4 bids $70.35. I have no other bids. Sold to number 4 for $70.35. A 1 1.1 1 0 0 18, total $73.96. Number 17 bids $73.96. 100 to number 4.
150.
I have a bid of 450. Five. Have a bid of
550. Six. 7:50.
8.
8:50.
8:60.
900.
9:10.
9:50.
1,000.
1,050.
11.
11:50.
11:60.
1,200.
12:10.
12:50.
13.
13:50.
13:60.
1,400.
14:10.
14:50.
15.
15:50.
16.
Number 24 has a bid of 1,600.
16:50.
16:60.
1,700.
17:10.
17:50.
17:60.
1,800.
18:10.
18:50.
19.
Number 24 has a bid of 1,900. I have no other bids. Sold to number 24 for 1,900. A 3, 8, 27, 3, 12, 1. Total $82.41. I have no bids, no sale. A 4, 4, 19, 1, 1, 28. Total $88.13. No bids, no sale. B 4, 4, 19, 1, 4, 17. Total $182.56. No bids, no sale. A 4, 4, 19, 1, 17, 15. Total $108.73. No bids, no sale. C 4, 4, 19, 1, 7, 35. Total $199.53. No bids, no sale. C 4, 4, 19, 1, 7, 40. Total $208.33. No bids, no sale. B 4, 4, 19, 1, 7, 43. Total $151.33. No bids, no sale. I failed to introduce a very important person for the tax sale, as I know you guys can see already, and that is, to my right is Sean McKinley. He is who always comes to our aid from the IT department, and we treasure his service. C 4, 4, 19, 1, 9, 5. Total $152.18. No bids, no sale. A 4, 4, 19, 1, 15, 35. Total $71.34. No bids, no sale. A 4, 4, 19, 1, 15, 39. Total $88.13. No bid, no sale. B 4, 4, 19, 1, 15, 56. Total $155.52. No bids, no sale. B 4, 4, 19, 1, 16, 2. Total $226.19. No bids, no sale.